There are an estimated 78 million baby boomers, 9 million of them African American, currently living in the United States. Those who haven't already retired are inching ever closer to that day. African American baby boomer Jackie Simmons Sr. is the athletic director at Andrew Jackson High School. Simmons was born in Jacksonville in 1953 and has lived here all of his life, except for the 4 years he spent at Fayetteville State College in North Carolina.
I earned my degree and came back to Jacksonville and began teaching at Jackson High School in 1978. This is my 36th year here at Jackson.
Simmons' sons had been after him for a while to retire, but he'd always been able to resist. That changed earlier this year.
I recently became ill in February and had to go to the hospital, and I was just blown away by the amount that it cost, you know, and I got insurance and it still costs a lot. So, but when I'm 60, I can't get Social Security, I can't get Medicare. So man, I'm gonna have to pay for my insurance. How much is that gonna cost? It is scary.
Simmons says he's toying with the idea of working part-time somewhere after he leaves the school system, but he says deciding to get a job and actually being hired for one are two entirely different things.
I don't know what else I can do. I may sub a little bit. I could do that. But that's the issue, you know. Who's going to train me to work some other job, and am I going to have benefits, you know?
Simmons could find he's got a brighter financial future than he thinks. Other African-American baby boomers, however, may not be quite so fortunate. The reasons range from failing to put aside enough money for retirement to being unable to work past retirement age to lack of education. Dr. Jeffrey Ann Weiler, a professor of sociology at the University of North Florida, says the same black baby boomers who lived through the Jim Crow era and the turmoil of the civil rights movement often find they don't have the skills to successfully navigate the vagaries of retirement.
You know, there are definitely racial gaps as far as access to technology. And so African Americans in particular have less access to computers and technology, and even if they do have access to it, they are a lot more resistant to embrace all the different things that the technological advances have brought.
Plus, Weiler says many African American baby boomers may still support their grown children, their grandchildren, or other family members. As for Jackie Simmons, he says, bring it on.
I think that I'm going to fish. I do have a boat that I go out occasionally on. I think I'll probably go out more so on the boat now once I retire. And I told my wife, well, we'll eat a lot of fish, you know. So I look just to retire and enjoy life, you know. I'm used to living without, so I just lower my standards a little bit, you know, and enjoy life a lot more.
Sid Hoskinson, WJCT News.